The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know that human birth control pills work on gorillas? That's what today's all about. Not anything to do with gorillas, but this hour
or
is going to be...
birth control.
It's all about those interesting, fascinating facts that maybe you did know, you didn't know, and so on and so forth. So this should be quite...
Right up my street.
Yeah. So you've got to be honest, though. Did you know,
What, you just told me?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. Did you... But all throughout the show, we wanted... Did you know? So basically,
you know?
It's a case of... Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you actually know? So every time you do a fact, you've got to do the...
Did you know? Did you know?
Can I do one then? Try that again.
Okay.
Did you know?
Did you know? The world's largest manufacturer of tyres isn't Michelin.
No, I didn't know that.
It's Lego. The company makes up to 320 million rubber tyres a year for their toys, far outstripping Michelin's 170 million.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's, you would never I can't think of any... A good year, you can think of good year.
Yeah, same sort of thing, as principle. Can you believe that?
How many again?
They make 320 million rubber tyres for the toys.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know
all
that.
Kids love Lego, didn't they?
Now, something that I've used to do the fascinating facts before, long time ago, and one of them I was always led to believe that Coca-Cola was green.
Yeah, true. Did you know? You didn't say it.
No, because it's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
It was first invented.
No.
Invented.
No.
It was green.
No, it's not.
I read that fact out on this radio programme a long time ago.
But it's not true. I
who
agree.
Said?
I thought it was, because I when I put it on Facebook earlier on today, I said, are you full of interesting facts like I am, basically? Did you know that Coca-Cola was originally green? And it's not. Apparently it's a one-off.
Who started that one then?
I don't know. But it's always been brown since...
It's not brown.
It was...
It's black.
Look, it's brown, all right? It's been brown since about 1896.
I don't drink
Coke.
It's a fairy drink. I like a drink that's refreshing.
I prefer... What's that? Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Yeah,
no.
I prefer Pepsi.
I bet you if I bring two samples in, you won't be able to taste the difference.
I bet I would.
Did you know
Coca-Cola was and always has been brown, and it was a myth.
Stroke black.
Yeah. Mm. So, did you know?
Go on then.
That Elvis Costello's father was the secret lemonade drinker.
I did know.
I'm a secret lemonade drinker.
Oh, wait. I've got a deeper voice than you. You told me that fact.
I did, yeah. Mm. Did you know that the probability of matching two identical fingerprints are 64 billion to one?
I would have thought, yeah, it would be really high. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Say, I would have thought it would have been about 64
Professor,
billion. Yeah.
Professor over here.
Yeah, 64 billion.
That sounds
maybe,
about
maybe
right.
64
just
and
slightly
half.
Higher, I would have said. Well, here you go. Did you know Jingle Bells wasn't written for Christmas?
Really?
It was penned in 1857 to celebrate the American Festival of Thanksgiving, which explains why it's the only Christmas song that doesn't mention the festival.
All right. Jingle
bells,
bells,
jingle
Batman's
bells,
mouse,
jingle all the way.
Robin ran away.
Hey!
How sad we don't know the words.
Don't know the words.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells.
Hang on, you're adding a bit of French there. Jingle bells.
So there you go. It wasn't penned for Christmas.
Interesting fact.
I'm full of them, baby. Stick with me.
The female lion does 90% of the hunting.
Uh-huh.
Jellyfish like salt water, A rainy season often reduces the jellyfish population by putting more fresh fish into normally salty waters where they live. That's a fascinating fact.
You're not saying, did you know? So I'm not playing anymore.
Did you know you can tell the sex of a horse by its teeth?
Yes. I've always said Janet Street Porter was female.
Janet Street Porter. Most males have 40.
Females... the women are less, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Professor again.
All right, yeah. Okay.
All right, and did you know most of the world's licorice doesn't end up in all sorts, even though Bassett makes 14 million of the sweets a day? A 2011 report by the world's largest licorice producer stated that almost two-thirds of its sales were, wait for it, to the tobacco industry. It is used to flavour and sweeten the leaves.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
No, didn't know that.
Do you know,
there's a lot of stuff we don't
know. We don't know.
Cats sleep up to, have a guess how many hours?
Oh, they're lazy.
Yeah.
22 out of 24.
Cats sleep up to 18 hours a day.
Oh, wasn't far off.
Never quite as deep as humans. Instead, they fall asleep quickly and wake up intermittently to check to see if their environment is still safe.
Is that where are you having a cat nap comes from?
I would imagine it would, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well done,
oh,
see?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm listening.
Did you know that the 57 on Heinz ketchup bottles represents the varieties of pickle the company once had?
No, I thought you might have said the amount of ingredients that go into it. Pickle?
No. Yeah, the pickles. The varieties of pickle the company once had. So that's a ridiculous thing, isn't it? So the 57 is a bit meaningless, isn't it? Hey, look, this is a sauce, a tomato sauce, but we've also got 57 pickles. That,
out the back, if you're interested.
We don't do them anymore.
No.
I don't think they do anyway. I'm not 100% sure.
Not 100%.
Did you know that your stomach produces a new layer of mucus? Every 2 weeks, otherwise it will digest itself.
Oh. What is mucus? What is it? Oh, is that? Yeah. I didn't think it sounded very nice.
The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper.
What's hemp?
Isn't that some kind of, hemp is a drug, isn't it?
No idea.
Yeah, I thought it was.
What's hemp?
Hemp is, or is it? I don't know. To be honest,
I
don't know.
Can we look this up, please, researcher?
I don't know.
Oh, hang on, it's a cigarette.
See, it is. Or is he just sticking two fingers?
I don't know.
Out? He's
sure
doing
Brandon
thing, two fingers
that.
From his mouth.
And going like that and drawing.
And going like that, yeah. He's a walking mind of information,
oh,
is on Brandon.
Yes.
He's like Professor.
Professor
Langdonian.
Langdonian.
A Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper. Did you know? Did you know? That America have signed 97 different treaties, which could mean that they would have to come to the aid in war for 97 different countries.
Oh, wow. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
A raisin dropped in a glass of fresh champagne will bounce up and down continuously from the bottom of the glass to the top.
I knew that because, again, I did that as one of my fun facts years ago.
I love the excitement, the finger pointing, the finger wagging.
Sorry.
I told you.
I was always told it's rude to point.
Did you know that 315 entries in Webster's 1996 dictionary were misspelled?
Ah. Oh.
But you
I wouldn't have noticed.
On average, 12 newborns will be given to the wrong parents.
Yeah, I know.
Daily.
That's terrible. I read that as well. How do they know, though?
But be all right if you get a good one.
Yeah,
it?
If you've got a looker.
During the chariot scene in Ben-Hur, a small red car can be seen in the distance. Sorry. Did you know?
Thank you.
So during Ben-Hur, that you can actually see a car in the distance. How brilliant is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a bit wrong, isn't it? You're in the wrong film.
Yeah. chinny chinny bang bang. Down a bit.
Oh, dear.
Warren, now do you say Beatty or Beatty?
Beatty or Beatty?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Warren Beatty.
Oh, Warren Beatty.
Is it Warren Beatty? Warren Beatty?
Beatty.
Beatty. Warren Beatty.
Bit of a heartthrob in his time, isn't it?
And that supposedly so. Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine are brother and sister.
I knew that. I didn't know that, honestly.
Did you also know another fascinating fact about Warren Beatty?
That he has slept with so many women.
Yeah, that's
about 2,000 or something. No, 2002.
No, that's not the figures I have here. But there was a song. There was a. So you're in that play zone, aren't you? You know, when you get it, I told you. There was a song, a famous song written about him.
Yes, Carly Simon.
See, you're doing that thing again. Pointing.
You're so vain.
Yeah. You're so vain. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
But then she said it wasn't.
Wow.
Recently.
Did she?
Mm.
Oh, we're probably falling out, aren't they?
But he was a right Lothario, wasn't he?
And right Lothario.
You heard it here first.
Says you, with all their men visiting all hours
so
during the week.
So many men. So many.
Orcas killer whales kill sharks by torpedoing up into the shark's stomach from underneath, causing the shark to explode.
Yeah.
Well, you knew that, did you?
I did actually, as much of a fact.
Okay. Now, an interesting
fact... You're not telling me anything I don't already know, you know.
Interesting fact about Donald Duck.
Oh, yeah. He's not a duck. He's really a dog. Why is that fun?
And you've got children.
They parent me. Oh dear.
Donald Duck comics were banned from Finland because
offensive.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting good at this.
Yeah.
They didn't like the colour yellow is banned, or blazers are banned. Blue blazers are banned in Finland.
I love the enthusiasm and the excitement. I love the fact that you think that you might even just be right.
Am I getting warm?
No. Donald Duck comics were banned from Finland because he didn't wear...
Pants,
yeah.
Yeah. I said offensive, so didn't I? So that links into that.
Didn't I? I said it. In the 1830s, what was sold as medicine?
What was sold as medicine? Yeah. What year again,
sorry?
1830s. Alcohol.
No. Did you know ketchup was sold...
Oh, yes, I did.
..in the 1830s as medicine?
Did you know what the 57 stands for?
Do you know what? One day we are going to play Trivial Pursuit because it will be... You'll
just
probably...
Just forget the show and play Trivial
you
Pursuit.
You are a nightmare to play any games with, aren't you? Because it's like, yes, I knew that. Upper and lower case letters are named upper and lower because in the time when all original print had to be set in individual letters, the uppercase letters were stored in the case on the top of the case
that stored
the smaller lowercase letters.
Mm.
Did you know that Leonardo da Vinci could write with one hand and draw with the other at the same time?
I did. I did.
Did you really?
I read it out.
Did you? No, that was me. I read that out.
I did it. One of my fun facts.
So you know
I remember
that
reading that one out.
And it stayed in there.
Believe it or not, it stayed in. Did you know?
Go on, did you know?
The French weren't the first to eat frog's legs.
Who were they?
It was the Stone Age Britons.
Really?
Apparently so, for whom they were a nutritious, protein-packed snack that was easy to cook.
Nice.
Would you?
What, a frog's legs? Mm, yeah.
No.
I've even tried snails.
Oh, one I've tried. Never again.
Bit chewy.
Oh, just foul.
Garlicky. They even have like a special little dish for it.
Yeah,
that
I know.
And
you pick them out with a pin thing.
Yeah.
No, awful.
You wouldn't try it again?
Never.
You'd be awful. You'd be dreadful on that programme. No.
It's coming back next month.
You would be brilliant at it,
I'd be awful, then I'd be brilliant.
Yeah, you'd be so awful, it would be brilliant, wouldn't
it? They'd be voting for me to do all the horrible things. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah. I'm doing all those eaty horrible things. Yeah. I can see you.
No, I would gag. Anne Robinson's supposed to be going in.
Oh, no, really?
She's got an acid tongue. She'd be livening it up a bit.
She
wouldn't be the weakest link, would she? Vom, vom.
Did you know?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you knew this.
Of course I do.
Oh, it's so easy. This is what you'd be like when you play it. You'll get this one. Did you know that there are no clocks in Las Vegas gambling casinos?
That's something to do can't remember. Go on. There's something to do with...
Well, don't actually tell you why. It just says, you know, did you know? Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that there are no clocks in Las Vegas gambling casinos? Because they don't want to put you off. Oh, I've only got an hour.
I've got, yeah, it's looking at the time,
I'm guessing.
I think you're right.
Any more for you, from your side?
Did you know? The oldest profession isn't prostitution.
Right.
It's tool-making. The ancestors of modern humans were turning lumps of flint into tools more than 2.5 million years ago, long before they discovered how to make fire or how to speak.
Do you know what? That makes sense. Now, why would somebody tell you that, you know, for all this, oh, yeah, that's the longest, that's the oldest profession that is?
But what, who, why did that come about? Saying, you know, if you're standing on the corners, the red light district, that you're, and you, you know.
Well, it's
why
common.
Is it.
Common
the
sense
profession.
That the tools would have come first, because there wouldn't have been a corner of a street without the tools, would they?
Yes! He was a clever boy.
There's a huge brain in there, Maxine.
Yes.
I'm surprised it's in this room. I'm going to have to open the door.
I'm surprised it got through the door. Dear mum.
Did you know?
Did you know?
The name Wendy was made up for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded Wendy before.
That's yeah.
Didn't it, you, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because we're now thinking, hang on a minute.
I'm trying to think of a previous Wendy.
I know a really old Wendy.
You don't know many Wendys, do
when
we?
When did it come out then?
What, Peter Pan?
Yeah, what would that have been?
40s?
40s.
Don't know. 50s? 40s?
My son's cousin, he had a nanny Wendy, and she probably would be about 70-ish now.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps it's before then. Who wrote Peter Pan? I can't remember. It should know, I suppose. Something Carroll, was it?
I don't know.
Lewis Carroll?
I don't know, but it would be really funny if it was.
Why?
I've got to check it out.
It's all got a point. Really,
you're thinking Lewis Carroll. Who wrote?
Who wrote Peter Pan? Sitting on the edge of his seat.
Who wrote? You can join in, by the way, if you want to give us a call.
I
you
like
can.
This
240,
game.
240-666. Who wrote Peter Pan?
Who wrote? Come okay. on.
Who wrote?
Is it? Who is it then? Enid Blyton.
Did you know that Peter Pan was written by J.M. Barrie?
Oh, yes. I can see it on the book now. J.M. Barrie.
So
I thought you were going to say J.R. Hartley.
Bearing in mind, do you have the book J.R. Hartley?
Peter Pan edition.
That's wonderful. Peter Pan was written by J.M. Barrie, but he J.M. Barrie only lived until 1937. So when you think of Nanny Wendy, who we were talking about, this lady that does exist,
that would be about right.
So it would have
born 1940.
Yeah, sort of. So yeah, no, there was no Wendy before that.
We haven't got many Wendys now, have we?
I don't know too many Wendys.
Well, famous, I can only think of Wendy Richards.
I always think whenever you get a Wendy, they're always a certain person.
What, you mean a bit... You say it.
Bit boring, bit dour.
Yes. Oh, dear.
How many Wendys do you know?
You said it, I didn't say it.
I know Wendy Martin, that used to go to school with me.
She boring.
She was nice, but she was a bit boring.
Bit boring.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I think if
Wendy Craig.
Wendy Craig. She always comes across a bit boring,
doesn't
she?
Wendy sort of
Richards.
Silly.
She was always a bit boring.
Yeah. Can't think of another Wendy.
Oh, sorry. If you're called Wendy, prove us wrong.
Well, that apparently there's some names that are just going out of fashion. Apparently Gary is one of them, and they're trying to bring Gary back into it. So perhaps we should fight a campaign for Wendy's. Bring back Wendy's.
Bring back Gary
Wendy
and Wendy.
Wendy House. That's what
Wendy House.
Do you remember having a Wendy House?
So when was Wendy House invented?
Yeah. And why call it Wendy?
The first... hope the phone's ringing. I hope it's not a Wendy.
Oh,
the
God.
First... The first.
Hang on, it could be Wendy from Southsea. We're both in trouble.
Wendy House. The first Wendy House.
Built. Is it an American thing?
Wendy House has a small house for play children. Why is a Wendy House called a Wendy House? It's all to do with Peter Pan, obviously. The phone stopped ringing now, so. Wendy's.
It was Wendy. We apologise.
Okay, so Wendy House. Why is the shed called a Wendy House? Yeah, we know it's called a Wendy House because of... But I didn't know that, the Wendy thing.
Yeah.
That's quite a fascinating fact. So, should we continue with some fascinating facts?
Mm-hmm.
There are this is an interesting one. Did you know there are no words in the dictionary that rhyme with orange?
Yes. Orange is three colours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
See, told you, because that's another... You're stealing my... Right. I did this from facts.
Right. Calm down.
Is it purple? Is it purple?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, see? Orange, purple, and...
I think your hair.
Blue. Silver.
Silver, yeah. You old silver fox.
Silver fox. Oh, gosh. Yes, I did know that.
Yes, obviously you did.
Then we all try and think of a word now to desperately marry it up. To beat it.
Silver. Orange.
Deliver. Silver.
Silver. Liver. Silver. No.
I put my liver on my silver. No, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't think of anything. Mind you, there must be some new words that now rhyme with silver. There must be. Anyway, did you know that Leonardo da Vinci...
You told me this. He could paint with one hand and draw with the other.
Invented scissors. I've started to finish.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
He invented scissors.
How come?
Well, he invented them. That's how come. That reminds me of... do you remember the young ones? Somebody's pregnant. I think somebody's...
How come?
But how did it happen?
Well, let's do a little drawing for you. Yeah. Oh, well, apparently, did you know?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Okay, there you go then. Not telling you.
Go on.
That cowboys didn't wear Stetsons in the Wild West. They wore whatever came to hand, apparently a sea captain's cap or a straw hat, but especially the bowler hat.
Cowboys didn't wear?
Yeah, because it's the bowler hat was worn because of its practicality and strength, made it particularly popular among cowboys.
Oh, right. Okay, fascinating. Did you know that a tiny amount of liquor on a scorpion will make it instantly go mad and sting itself to death?
Yeah. Not a nice way to go, is it?
Waste of alcohol.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Did say only a drop. Not quite sufficient for you and me, is it? A drop.
Did you know that the mask used by Michael Myers in the original Halloween was a Captain Kirk mask painted white?
No.
Did you know that if you have 3/4, 4 dimes and 4 pennies, you have $1.19? You also have the largest amount of money in coins without being able to make change for a dollar. So can we do that in pounds? I'm guessing...
Pounds, shillings and pence.
So I'm guessing you can do that. So what's the largest amount? So you have three...
Dime.
So you have the largest amount of money in coins without being able to... What chance have we got of
working
that out?
No. Bob,
no hope with this too. Okay, so celery has negative calories.
Yeah, so you can eat as much as you like and don't put any weight on. Because you burn it quicker than... Burn it off quicker than you are actually eating it or something like that.
it takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it to begin with. It's the same with apples too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because I thought there'd be sugar in apples, isn't there? But
yeah, there is. Of course there is.
Yeah, so
how does that work
saying.
Out?
The old let's be honest. Who'd want celery? Do you like celery?
You know, it's got a bit of salt on it.
What, on
and a great big piece of cheese on the other end.
It's like... Yeah.
Then it really works, diet thing.
Then you can eat it. You wouldn't eat celery on your own, because it's just...
I'm not a big fan, no. It's one of those sort of tasteless things, isn't it?
Chewing gum while peeling onions will stop you from crying.
So they say.
Have you tried it?
No.
There's never ever a bit of gum around, is there? You should stick a bit of gum under your surface there. So next time you're having
under
a bit
your
of,
surface on there. Let's stick this gum under that surface there. I know you know where it is when you need it. Always have your gum under your surface area.
See, I'm thinking now, one of those little broadcasts, you know, helpful broadcasts that you could do.
Yeah.
Always have a bit of gum under it.
That your surface area.
I feel a promo coming on.
I do.
Chewing gum whilst peeling onions will keep you from crying. The glue on Israeli postage stamps.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is?
It's that food that they can't eat. Oh, if you're not Muslim, what is it? Yeah. Ramadan.
I love the way you're waving your hands in the air, you're pointing, you're doing all that exciting
thing. It's that thing that they eat.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Can't think, it's driving me nuts.
Hee hee. Should I just put you out of your misery? It's certified kosher.
Kosher.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Did you know that Guinness Book of Records holds the record for being the book most often stolen from public libraries?
Really?
Yeah.
That's sort of some of the thing that when you and I were nippers, you'd have for Christmas, wouldn't you?
You were a nipper?
You know, you used to get an annual, didn't you? I used to have a Jackie annual.
Sorry, I was just trying to get over the fact that you were once a nipper.
Well, I've been meaning to tell you.
Quiet, didn't you?
I thought I'd just get it over and done with and tell you now.
Did you know that Maxime Furness used to be a nipper? Did you know that astronauts are not allowed to eat beans before they go into
space? Because they're trumping. Because in the suits.
Because wind in a spacesuit damages them.
Yeah, never mind the smell. It's going to damage my costume.
We're gonna take a break in a mo, and then we're going to bring in Bill for part two. And she's got a load of fascinating facts that she's been putting together all morning. The word Q is the only word in the English language that is still pronounced the same way when the last four letters are removed.
No, I didn't know that. Sorry, I was reading something.
Yeah, but you would have known it, really.
Of course I would. I know everything.
Did you know that beetles taste like apples?
Oh, yeah. Of course I do. I have them all the time.
Wasps like...
Wasps like?
Yeah, what do they taste like?
Oh, what do they taste like?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Here's something for you to try.
What, go and chew on a wasp?
Beetles. Did you know that beetles taste like apples? Wasps
taste like oranges.
Pine nuts. Right. And worms, fried bacon.
Oh, I think I'd just go with the real fried bacon.
Yeah, coming around for a bacon sandwich.
Oh, I hate worms.
There is a song, isn't there? Nobody loves me, everybody hates me. You think, I'll go and eat worms.
Yeah,
big fat juicy ones. right, okay.
Did you know?
Go on, did you know? Have you got a did you know?
I have a did you know.
Did you know?
I did you know the animal with the most teeth isn't a shark or a crocodile, it's a slug. One species of umbrella slug, and I can't pronounce it, so I'm not going to have a go, can have up to 750,000 teeth. Slugs and snails need so many because instead of chewing their food, they use their teeth, which sit on a tongue-like ribbon, like a circular saw, buzzing over vegetation and filing it to pulp as they go.
Wow.
That's some gnashers, isn't it? 750. But they're only tiny, aren't they?
Yeah, incredible.
So when you tucked into that garlic thingy, with all those teeth inside it.
Hey, did you know?
Did you know?
We're going to take a commercial break.
Yeah, I need a drink.
Large scotch, none for the scorpion.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio. Origins Theatre's new production presents Charles Dickens, Storyteller. We bring Charles Dickens back to life with a lookalike actor in period costume, reading extracts from his books, just as he used to do. It's the perfect addition to any event. A festival, a fete, a corporate event, a specially themed dinner at a pub or hotel. Find out more and book Charles Dickens for your event. Go to originstheatre.uk. That's www.originstheatre.uk.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call West White Audio for expert, friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk, or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Hi, I'm Helen from the MS Society Advice Centre Shop and Cafe in Shanklin. Please come and visit us at the Big Orange Corner Shop in Regent Street. Shop till you drop, then relax with a lovely piece of cake in our cafe. Have a few hours to spare, then join our team of lovely volunteers. We are always after quality donations of clothes, household goods and children's products. And of course, all monies raised stays on the island to help sufferers and their families. Give us a call on 01983 867 500.
Hello, Brandon Langdon here, and you may be wondering what's Brandon up to these days. Well, I'm on the evening event, 5 to 7pm, weekdays, bar Friday, because I'll be sleeping in that day, or enjoying the weather, like you should be.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Did you know that this is part two of our
Did you know?
Fascinating facts? Did you know? What is called a French kiss in the English-speaking world is known as an English kiss.
In French. In French.
See, you get all excited, don't you? You get all excited. Can't get me words out.
Yeah, an English kiss.
I never knew that.
I did. And I did tell you that in the I did one of the fun facts. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is there like
and where did they say like French kiss come from?
I don't know. I haven't got that far, but I never knew that. You know, because I just thought, well, the French invented the old mouth open bit. So what do they call it?
Do other countries call it something different?
Well, I don't know. Is it
a French? Yeah.
Well, look, if you can wait 23 minutes, all right. almost is the longest word in the English language with all the letters in alphabetical order.
Oh, that's good. No, that is good.
Almost is the longest word
with all the letters in the following order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's clever. Almost.
Who sits down and works all this out?
I don't know.
They've got a life.
I really don't know.
Just get out more.
What's the longest word in the English dictionary?
Don't know.
Smiles.
Smiles?
Yeah,
why?
Because it's like a mile from the second letter to the second to last letter.
Cheesy.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
If we're French kissing later on, there's got to be a little bit of foreplay, isn't there, eh? Rhythm is the longest English word without a vowel.
Rhythm.
Longest. Yeah, that's. Who thinks of these things?
That's what I said.
Did you know? 1386, a pig in France was executed by public hanging.
Why?
For the murder of a child.
Oh, that's sad. For the child.
Oh, it wasn't 1386. It was probably an accident as well, wasn't it?
I know. Did you know?
Let's just have a moment's silence.
Let's just have a moment
for
the pig.
Poor little pig. Mm-hmm. What if you come back to life and it was the pig that David Cameron was...
Oh!
Human thigh bones are stronger than concrete.
Gosh.
Good grief.
Well, did you know you shouldn't be visiting your mum and mother on Sunday?
Really?
You should drop by on the vicar. Because Mother in Sunday was originally the day everyone returned once a year to their mother church the main church or cathedral in the area for a special celebratory service in the middle of Lent.
Wow. Is that your phone?
Nope.
Did you know?
That was my phone.
Did you know that you can't kill yourself by holding your breath?
Well, I'm not going to give it a go, just in case, for my case, it works. You try it. I dare you. Are you doing it?
Yeah. You put me off. Did you know that there is a city called Rome on every continent?
No, nope, I did not know.
I've gone all light-headed now.
Have you?
Because I just hold my breath. Did you know that it's against the law to have a pet dog in...
Sweden.
No.
Avarik. Finland, somewhere.
Land is close.
Uh-huh. Netherlands.
No.
What's it begin with? What's it begin with?
Oi.
Iceland.
See the excitement.
Yeah, I did know that.
It's Iceland! Iceland! Your heart. Did you know that your heart beats over 100,000 times a day?
Mm.
You knew, did you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know that one.
You got any more?
Right. Did you know the quickest way to get a golden skin colour isn't to sit in the sun, like you and I love to do?
Get some gold paint.
No, it's to eat carrots. People who eat lots of fruit and veg each day have a pleasing golden skin colour. This is thanks to the organic pigments found in plants. When volunteers were asked to judge the health of faces either tanned by the sun or high in these pigments, they preferred the latter.
All right.
So get down that greengrocer's and get yourself some carrots.
Next week we'll have a bucket of carrots in the studio. Did you know that Horatio Nelson, one of England's most illustrious admirals, was throughout his life never able to find a cure for his seasickness?
Oh, he was tiny, wasn't he?
And sick a lot of the time. Did you know that right-handed people live on average...
longer.
9 years longer than left-handed people. Are you right-handed, left-handed?
Right.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
Right. Did you know that your ribs move about 5 million times a year? Every time... Oh, hang on. Yeah,
when you laugh.
Every time you breathe.
Oh.
Did you know... The elephant is something that can't do something.
In the room. Elephant can't... In the room, isn't it?
No. The elephant is the only mammal
so
that...
So it's doing its trunk.
...that can't...
lick its... neck.
Clean that up, didn't you?
I don't know. I'm sure it's something to do with his trunk.
The elephant is... the elephant is the only mammal that can't jump.
Can't jump because it's too heavy.
Can't jump. Did you know a quarter of your bones are where? A quarter of your bones would be where?
Ah, I've got time.
Are you cheating? Is he giving you signals through the window?
Hand.
Close.
Arm.
Feet. Yeah. Did you know the first known transfusion of blood was performed as early as 1667 when Jean Baptiste transfused 2 pints of blood from a sheep to a young man? Fingernails grow nearly 4 times faster than toenails.
I thought that was the other way around, because your feet are protected in socks or whatever and your shoes, so therefore, like, obviously with your hands you're touching things, knocking things. I thought it was the other way around. I beg to differ.
Is that your phone?
No.
Still going off. Can you hear some beeping then?
I don't know what that is.
Did you know that there's some beeping there? We didn't have a clue what it was. Fingernails grow 4 times faster than toenails. But, that's the fact.
Yeah, but I've said sort of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you're going on yours, and yours ain't real, are they?
I haven't got any nails.
Yours are like taped on, aren't they? Oh,
no.
Yeah, those. Right, okay. I take it back.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I cats, most, he's got no nails.
Most dust particles in your house are made from dead skin.
Yeah. And your bed.
And, did you know, women blink nearly twice as much as men. Well, because they do all that flutter in their eyelids, don't they?
Flutter in the eyelid, yeah.
Have you got any more?
I have.
Oh, God. Today's good.
In your own time.
Not only
did
you're
you
late,
know?
Late for the show.
No, it wasn't my fault. Oh, apparently, Joe walked and it was unfortunately a road accident.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so we just hope everything's all right there on Fairley Road. Anyway, did you know hot water is almost no better than cold at washing bacteria off your hands? The most important ingredient is soap. While bacteria can be killed by hot water, it would need to be almost boiling point. Hands are washed 150 billion times every year, and heating the water to do so pumps as much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere as 250,000 cars.
I knew that.
Of course you did. Repeat it back to me then.
Did you know that Adolf Hitler was a vegetarian?
Yes, I did, and I did tell you that one as well.
But did you also know that he only had one...
One finger. No. One...
One
wife.
Hitler has only got one...
One... Is it rude?
Testicle.
Ah, yeah.
Only one testicle. Did you know that honey is the only food that does not spoil? Honey found in the tombs of Egyptian pharaohs has been tasted by archaeologists and found to be edible.
Oh, do you like a bit of honey?
No.
It's meant to be good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but I'm not really a honey kind of guy.
You're not a honey?
No. Okay. I've just found out where the myth may have come from.
What?
With the Coca-Cola and the green thing.
How?
Okay. Coca-Cola. Did you know Coca-Cola would be green if colouring weren't added to it?
That's the story, then.
That's the story.
Jack and Ori.
Coca-Cola would be green if colouring wasn't added to it. Any more?
The Famous Five, did you know? I used to love those books. I did.
Do you remember
who they
were? I
used to be the tomboy in it. I can't remember her name.
Do you remember who they were?
And they had a dog, didn't they? Georgie.
Yeah, there was a Georgie, wasn't there? Girl?
Yeah, wasn't
Georgina?
She a tomboy?
Yeah, probably. What was the dog called?
Anything.
Not Lassie.
No, that's another story altogether.
Famous Five.
Well, the Famous Five never had lashings of ginger beer. They did have lashings of hard-boiled eggs, though. In Five Go Down to the Sea, the ginger beer line is from Five Go Mad in Dorset, a parody in the 1982 Channel 4 show The Comic Strip Presents, where it appears four times in 30 minutes.
Right.
Go on then.
Did you know the Famous Five consisted of their dog, Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
And there was also Julian.
Oh, he was a snobby one, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick.
Oh, yeah. Short for Richard.
So that always makes me laugh as well.
Yeah, I know. Why?
And Georgina.
And with or without an E?
And with an E.
With an E.
With an E, yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. What else have we got here? Months that begin on a Sunday will always have a Friday the 13th.
Oh, that old superstitious thing again.
On average, a hedgehog's heart beats 300 times a minute. Most people are killed each year from bees rather than snakes. The average... Stop me if I get boring.
No, I'm paying attention.
Did you know the average lead pencil will draw a line 35 miles long, or approximately 50,000 English words?
Yeah, and how many times you got to sharpen it? Can't do it in all one go, can it?
It's
you used to hate that? You know, you used
this
to,
is your
you
mind at work.
When you used to just when you used to get it just sharpened, and you'd push it just a little bit further to make it more pointy, and then it goes, and you have to start over again.
Camels have three eyelids to protect themselves from blowing sand.
Oh, do they? I've ridden a camel.
Have you?
Mm.
Whereabouts?
I think it was Turkey. Well, not down the high street, was it? Oh, here she comes on that camel again.
It was a turkey, was it?
No, it was
a camel. You obviously know the difference, don't you?
One's got humps and the other one hasn't.
You'd have the hump if you try and ride in it, wouldn't it? Camels have three eyelids to protect themselves from blowing sand. The placement of a donkey's eyes is in its head and enables it to see all 4 feet at all times.
I didn't know that. That's a bit odd.
Hang on, let's just think about that, because them feet are behind, aren't they?
It's got what? Four...
Is this while sat down and it's on a chair? Yeah, with the legs crossed. So, just picks. Hang on, you've got a donkey.
Yeah.
And its eyes can see all 4 feet.
That's impossible.
It is, isn't it?
Someone's.
We beg to differ.
We
that can't be
do.
Right.
I'm challenging that.
And let's be honest. How do you know?
Yeah, exactly. Who is this person who said this?
They got this donkey to go into the the opticians. It sits south down there. Oi, donkey Dave.
And they put those horrible things to test his eyesight.
Now then, donkey Dave, just read the top line first of all. Let's see if you can actually see.
Oh my God.
Okay, and now can you see your back feet and your front feet
as
well?
Yeah, right, you're fine. You don't need any specs. Oh, no, that's worked that out.
That's ridiculous. That
oh, that's one
right.
of my favourites.
The six official languages of the United Nations are. Go on, see if you can guess.
Of the United Nations are French, German, English?
No.
Oh, Chinese?
Yes.
Japanese?
No. You're thinking of a rhyme, aren't you? You're going to go say, what are these in a minute, aren't you? Japanese, dirty knees, what are these?
Chinese? Five more. Chinese?
You've got two.
Is that right?
Yeah, you said French. You said Chinese.
French, Chinese. Yeah. And not German?
Not German, no.
Swedish?
No.
Swedish. I'd give up.
All right, English, French,
I said English. I did say English in the first time. You're not listening.
You can have a little
I'm
salt.
I'm not playing with you anymore.
A little salt now, yeah? English, French, Arabic, Chinese,
Arabic.
Russian and Spanish, yeah, Arabic.
I know a bit of Russian.
Yeah, I've heard the rumours. Go on, have you got any more?
Right. Did you know a shadow doesn't weigh nothing? It weighs less than nothing. What? A shadow doesn't weigh nothing. It weighs less than nothing. Although light doesn't have mass when it strikes the surface, it imparts a small force due to its momentum. So if you block the light by standing... Are you keeping up with this? So if you block the light by standing in front of it and casting a shadow on the surface, that small force... is now missing. A shadow covering the whole of Greater London would only have as much effect on the capital's mass as removing three Boris Johnsons.
Three Boris Johnsons.
What do you think of him?
Have you just made that one up?
No.
What, Boris Johnson? What do I think of him?
Do you think idiot or clown or what? Or intelligent or...
I don't know.
Mm?
I think as an experiment it just would be good if he was running the country.
It's still in training mode.
For a laugh. Yeah. Just sort of see, give him 6 months just to run the country, just to see if it
he's
would,
very OTT, isn't he?
If it would be as much fun as people may think, that because I just think it's all a gag. I think it's all a I don't think he's
and all that hair business.
Yeah. Tim Morris says, did you know Liechtenstein is the sixth smallest country in the world, but the biggest exporter of false teeth?
I like that.
Doyley says, Poland has more leading dentists than any other country. 900 million tonnes of water rain on the earth every minute. Jim Broadbent was the original choice for Del Boy, but
yeah,
he turned
that.
It down due
Didn't
to
we?
Other commitments. Hmm. Do you remember who was the original Ronnie Barker? The original Fletch in Porridge, played by Ronnie Barker.
What, you mean who played the part?
Yeah, of Fletch in Porridge.
Ronnie Barker?
Yeah, played by Ronnie Barker, yeah.
What?
Anyway, look, we're running out of time. It was John Thor was
John
the original.
John Thor?
Yeah, he was thought to be the original one. Mm. And they actually did make a pilot episode and it wasn't very funny. So
no, I can't imagine it, no.
Ronkers says, Brian Blessed claims he remembers his own birth.
That's impossible. Oh, come on, it's impossible.
You wouldn't want to remember that,
would you not? It'd be a bit frightening, I would have thought.
My sister's been in touch. First time in a long time.
That's how you communicate, then. Is this how you communicate in your house?
Sons are taller than their mothers, it's a fact.
Yeah, well, Jack certainly is, and Harry in it. Harry's past me now.
Has he really?
Mm.
Well, little Harry.
Little Harry boy. Harry
he's only about
there.
Five, and he's taller than you as well.
The dog's taller than me. It's only a Yorkshire Terrier.
Led down.
Well, did you know that all my facts that I have told you about can be obtained in the third book of General Ignorance by John Lloyd and John Mitchinson, out published by Faber and Faber at $14.99. So if you want more of my rubbish, go out and purchase that book.
Did you know?
Did you know?
What was the book again?
The third book of General Ignorance.
All
good
right.
Title. Fits, doesn't it?
Yeah. Have you got a copy yet?
No.
We should go and get you one. We might be able to go on the on the National Health.
To get it off.
On the National Health for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the National Health.
Did you know some worms will eat themselves if they can't find any food?
Yeah. Animal Kingdom is not nice sometimes,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. It's not. This is incredible. Did you know dolphins will sleep with one eye open?
Well, got to keep an eye out, haven't they, just to make sure.
You think about it, there was some woman on the television this morning. She's just had an operation. She'd lost loads and loads of weight, apparently, and then she went in to have some kind of surgery, and she thought, well, I'll get my face done because I've got, like, you know, droopy eyelids.
Mm.
Okay, so she's now had the eyelids done,
yeah.
And now she can't close her eyes.
So when she sleeps, she can't sleep then, or does she sleep with her eyes open? That's weird.
How can you sleep with your eyes
open?
You
can't, it's impossible, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because you can daydream with your eyes open.
Yeah, it's not
can
the same.
Can you sleep?
It's not, you've not gone into that deep...
How can you go to sleep, though? That's like...
That's not good.
No, it's not good.
She should have stayed being fat. Then she wouldn't have had all these problems.
Thank you, Doctor. It's impossible...
Yes.
...to sneeze with your eyes open.
Yeah, we know that. Everyone knows that.
But I'm pretty sure I can
and
keep
my eyes
open.
And then you try and prove it wrong,
yeah,
don't
I'm
you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The longest recorded flight of a chicken is 13 seconds. Did you know the world's oldest piece of chewing gum is 9,000 years old?
Who's still chewing on that then?
<I don't know>.
Did you know Juliet was not wooed by Romeo on a balcony?
Really?
Shakespeare wrote that Juliet appeared at a window. There were no balconies in Elizabethan England. The balcony scene was a brainchild of a playwright called Thomas Otway, who rearranged the play. He stole the character's plot and much of the dialogue from Shakespeare. His version, The History and Fall of Carius Marius, became far more popular than Romeo and Juliet.
There you go. You learn something every day.
This is
not right. If you only laugh this time, the average person laughs 10 times a day.
Not very much.
I think we're laughing about 10 times every minute here. The average person laughs 10 times a day. What a sad life they've got.
They're probably going to say now that laughing's not good for you. Because
oh,
they've said now, haven't they,
they'll
that no it. Alcohol whatsoever if you want to stop from getting dementia. It's true.
Right. Sorry, you made a face then and made me laugh. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
You keep reading things out about eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's there,
that
isn't it?
That woman's eyes, the operation, and the donkey's eyes and the camel's eyes.
If you yelled for 8 years, 7 months and 6 days...
You're used to this, aren't you?
You would have produced enough sound energy to heat one cup of coffee.
Who works that out?
A giraffe can clean its ears with its 21-inch tongue.
No, I thought it was 28 inches. I did because I don't remember the fact. I'm going to go up that right. Marwell Zoo
we're gonna
this
end
afternoon.
Up, we're going to end up on a I think we've mentioned this before. Pig's orgasm lasts
yes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
David Cameron, you greedy man. You greedy, greedy man.
You're going to be
in
so much trouble.
Half an hour.
What's that all about? I bet he has 20 fags after us, let alone one.
see, we've left the best till last.
There you go.
Anyway.
Shall we come back and do it all over again next week?
Yes, let's do, Piggy.
Hiya!
Thank you for being there.